It's the award-winning gutter show, and Andy Heaton has just clapped to herald its arrival. Also clapping in the background are Kev Walsh and Joel Richards. More ripple of applause, should we call it. We've got a bit to talk about today. Not a lot, a whole heap of new links, but the ongoing sagas of the summer. Actually, there's a one which piqued my attention this morning. I'll start with you, Kev. I think it was in one of the rags. Or the Express, but they, to be fair to them, they were quoting Mundo Deportivo in Spain, who are linking our Sadio and an 80 million euro fee to Ronald Koeman's Barcelona. Of course, Koeman there and Sadio's love of playing for Koeman, they're citing, oh well, you know, that's this one's going to happen, they reckon.
Didn't Koeman have Mane on the bench loads when he was at Southampton? I think when we say spurious, this is as spurious as it gets. I seen on the agenda as well, 80 million quid. Is that like the first instalment?
Yeah.
Fuck, you buying for 80 million quid? Do you know what I mean? We just spent 11 million quid on a left back no one's ever heard of to never play a game for us. 80 million pound for probably, is he our best player? He's certainly up there. So why, I don't know, links like that are just, listen, we're filling papers and obviously we're filling podcasts with them now, but we spoke about it, I can't remember what show was on yesterday, but we spoke about the possibility of Mane going to Barcelona, and in years gone by, you'd have been worried about the pull of Barcelona, but it's a car crash at the moment, and Sadio Mane is in his peak years at the best club on the planet, who have probably missed out on a league and European Cup double this year only by the fact that the goalkeeper was injured. And he's looking over at Barcelona, where Leo Messi, the best player in the world, is saying he wants to leave, but there's no concrete links to actually going. This doesn't make any sense. Why would you risk what could be the top two, three, four seasons of his career at a club like that? Which is, it's huge, it's massive, obviously, it's Barcelona. It's not going to be like that forever. But I don't think Sadio Mane is the type of player who's going to risk what he's got now and the trajectory that he's on to go and become a possible hero over there, while all of the infighting and politics goes on around them. So for the likes of Mane, I just don't see why he'd want to leave Liverpool. There's nothing at Liverpool besides money that he can't. There's nothing that Liverpool can't do for him besides money, I should say. He could get more money elsewhere. We all know that's a fact. But I don't think in footballing terms there's anywhere on the planet that offers him as much as we do.
It's a difficult one, this, Joe, because part of me can entirely agree with every word Kev's just spoken. But then again, in a transfer, there's three parties, the seller, the buyer, and the player himself. I can fully understand why, especially a potentially Messi-less or even with Messi, Barcelona would want Sadio Mane. He should be top of their shopping list, quite frankly. So to that end, it's not as ludicrous as some things you hear. Would Sadio Mane want to play for Barcelona? Well, Kev's made the case why he shouldn't want to, but if you... At the moment, they don't feel like a good prospect. But if you rewind 6 months, a year, they were still the club that every player on the planet wanted to play for.